Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. It's just you and me. I've got a couple of more things I want to talk about. The tax reform that is being bandied about by members of Congress and the president right now. They're talking about elements of tax reform. They won't really do the full reform. They won't really reform the tax code, which should be almost basically gutted and started over again, regardless of whether you use a flat tax or whatever. There's so much of the tax code that is really not serving a 21st century America today that needs to be gotten rid of. But the things that I'm concerned about, here are some areas that I'm concerned about that might wind up hitting the editing floor, believe it or not. And let me talk about one before I get to the two that I'm really the most worried about, and that's dividends. You know, the tax on dividends are probably going to go up. Now remember, when you get a dividend from a C corp business, a regular corporation, don't forget that the money they distribute to you in the form of dividends, that's the money that's left over after they pay taxes on their profit. So if they make $1 million. And they pay 35% tax, corporate tax, that leaves them with $650,000. If they distribute all of that to you, the shareholder, in the form of dividends, then if the dividend tax go right now, it's what, 15%, I think, 15% for dividends, then you pay another 15% on that remaining 650. You meaning the whole class of investors, of shareholders. So think about that. That's what's called double taxation on dividends. Now, nobody complains much about the 15%, but what if that now goes up to 25%? See what I'm talking about? See how this is why raising taxes on dividends is not a very smart thing to do. It's not fair. It's also not smart from an economic standpoint. It will not help the economy. It'll actually hurt the economy. So that's my opinion on dividends. But here are the two things that I'm concerned about. I am concerned that they may cut out the home ownership deduction, the ability to deduct interest on your home. I hope they don't do that, at least on the primary home. Now, here's what they might wind up doing. They might wind up saying putting a limit on it so that only up to a $500,000, let's say. And I do agree that there's some excesses. One is you can actually buy a yacht. If you can afford a yacht, you can buy a yacht and call that your second home and deduct that interest. That's probably not right. If you own 16 chalets in apartments from New York to LA, then you can write those off too, I guess. And so I think that's excess. Those are areas where the rich folks probably do get an advantage they shouldn't get. And I would agree with fixing that, but not the basic home ownership deduction. I don't like that idea. But here's the thing that's the most concerning to me. I'm actually hearing people talk about eliminating the deduction for contributions to charities, to churches and synagogues and other groups that are, folks, this is the, we're talking about the fabric of America. Americans contribute to help other people, and they don't do it to get a deduction. They do it because it's the right thing to do, and the deduction comes as a benefit. But it doesn't hurt to get a deduction for those contributions. Folks, we don't need to lose that part of the tax code. Contributing to charities, it will negatively impact us. And see, if America, if that happens, and then we become like Europe. See, that's what's going on in Europe. Europeans pay so much in the form of taxes that they expect the government to do everything for everybody else. They're less likely to give to a charitable organization. America doesn't need to become like that. So I think we should fight if there is a proposal, a serious proposal, to limit or cut the tax deductibility of charity contributions. I think we should fight that really hard, because I think that really is not just a fiscal issue, but it's a societal issue that I think will not be good for America, and I hope we don't do that. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Don't go away. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.